This is Akashvani, Itanagar, the news read by Priya Badu. Uttarakhand is celebrating its 25th State Foundation Day today. On the occasion of the state's Silver Jubilee, Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stones for various development projects worth more than 8,000 crore at a program held at Forest Research Institute in Dehradun. Mr. Modi launched a commemorative postal stamp to mark the occasion today. The Prime Minister also released a support amount of 62 crore to more than 28,000 farmers directly into their bank accounts under the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today declared open the annual College Week celebration of Dera Nathung Government College at Itanagar. In his address, the Chief Minister lauded the college for its remarkable contribution to higher education over the last 46 years. Khandu informed the government will provide 100% scholarships to APST youth securing admission to undergraduate and postgraduate courses at IITs and top 150 global universities of QS ranking. Further, 75% scholarship for obtaining commercial pilot licenses and merchant navy training certificates to 10 each aspiring youths every year. He further said the government has approved for sociology and mass communication departments in the college. Khandu urged for immediate construction of the infrastructures for it before a new academic session. He also directed the local legislator and the deputy commissioner to look for a suitable site to establish a new college in Itanagar. Chief Minister Pema Khandu interacted with a Yak herders delegation from Ladakh, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh, Nepal and Bhutan today at Itanagar. During the meeting, the Yak Federation of India was constituted after collective deliberation. In a social media post, Khandu said this platform will bring all Yak herders together, enabling coordinated efforts, teamwork and stronger policy interventions with both government and non-governmental organizations. A special plant species, Crassicolis middleton of Gesneria C family, was discovered at West Siang district by a team of Botanical Survey of India Arunachal Pradesh Regional Center Itanagar. It has been recognized as a new generic record for India and its findings were published in the international journal Taiwania on Saturday. Similarly, another team earlier discovered two rare plants, namely Hoya chinghangensis, which has been documented in India for the first time, and Hoya acuminata, newly recorded from Arunachal Pradesh. It was discovered from East Kameng, Pakekesang and Longding districts. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today interacted with the members of Tawang Chu Tides International Kayaking Championship team and reviewed the preparedness for the upcoming event at Itanagar. In a social media post, Khandu said the second edition of the Tawang Chu Tides International Kayaking Championship will be organized from 10th to 15th February next year. He expressed excitement for the adventure sports event, showcasing the spirit of Tawang and its mighty waters. Agriculture, Horticulture and Allied Minister Gabriel D. Wangshu yesterday attended district-level monitoring committee meeting to review the progress of ongoing developmental projects and implementation of various centrally sponsored schemes at Longding district. He emphasized on the need for strict quality work and timely completion under project specification with officers' presence at work sites. He also called for close coordination among departments and their direct engagement with farmers and self-help groups to ensure that genuine beneficiaries receive the intended support. He also discussed on improving infrastructure, tourism potential and universal coverage under insurance and welfare scheme. The Namdafa Butterfly Festival will be held at Khachang village under Miao in Changlang district from 26th to 28th of this month. Deputy Chief Minister Chawnaman has invited all to come together to celebrate and preserve the treasures of Arunachal Pradesh natural heritage. In a social media post, he said this unique festival celebrates the rich biodiversity of the Namdafa National Park and the vibrant traditions of the local community. The District Disaster Management Authority, K. Panyur, successfully concluded the first leg of the 3-day basic disaster response training at Tajgi village, Paramputu Circle, yesterday. About 15 participants have successfully completed the full 3-day course. The certificates, along with first aid kits, raincoats, and emergency torches, were distributed to all successful trainees. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.